Wisconsin is getting ready for summer, and for a lot of people, that may bring to mind things like brats and beer in the backyard, or cracking open a cold one by the lake. For the first story in WPR's series, High Tolerance, Laurel White looks at why alcohol plays an outsized role in many people's image of Wisconsin.
The sun is just starting to come up on Sunday morning. It's just before 6 a.m., about 40 degrees, and people are swaddled in sleeping bags in a brewery parking lot. Greg Francik is awake, sitting in a lawn chair.
But yeah, right now I think pretty much mostly everyone's sleeping. There's still a few people up that, like, you know, just up all night.
You can see air mattresses poking out of a few tents people have brought. Some people have also brought grills to the parking lot and are starting to make breakfast. Nick Courtney is one of them.
It's a thing to do. You show up, you have some fun, you drink some beers, you grill some meat.
The vibe is like camping meets music festival meets doorbuster line on Black Friday. So why are these people here?
You get a something beer related at the end.
There's a huge beer selection.
Good beer.
Being able to try different beers.
To share beers.
Really good beers.
Beer.
All the people in this line are here for just one thing. They're all waiting in line to buy tickets to a craft beer festival called Great Taste of the Midwest. The tickets go on sale in 6 hours. This is Wisconsin, and people are passionate about their beer. In fact, eating and drinking outside is Wisconsinites' second favorite recreational outdoor activity. A survey out this month from the State Department of Natural Resources ranked it just behind walking and running. Julia Sherman is the coordinator of the Alcohol Policy Project at the UW-Madison. She says alcohol is associated with things like summertime, sports, and college campuses just about everywhere. But she says Wisconsin is different.
I think that a lot of it comes from the fact that it's not specific occasions, it's almost every occasion.
The Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project estimates, based on federal statistics, the average Wisconsinite has 634 drinks each year. That's nearly 150 more than the national average. Jim Drager was a historic preservation officer for the state and is the author of Bottoms Up, a book that explores the history of bars and brewing in Wisconsin. He says there's a cultural consensus that Wisconsin is a place that imbibes freely and frequently.
People are told to think of Wisconsin that way because people constantly talk about it that way.
Drager says media plays a big part in perpetuating the stereotype of Wisconsin as a boozy state. That includes comedians like Lewis Black.
I love Wisconsin. I love coming here. I perform here a lot because I've discovered that you people apparently have some sort of federal grant for drinking.
Drager says Wisconsinites play into this sort of message.
People are more outwardly social about alcohol in Wisconsin than they are in other places.
Drager says examples of that include things like craft beer festivals or just drinking at bars. He says Wisconsin has, historically and today, more bars than the vast majority of other states. Julia Sherman agrees availability of alcohol plays a big role in shaping Wisconsin's identity.
We're, to my knowledge, the only state where you can have an alcohol, a beer, wine, and distilled spirits tasting at a gas station.
Sometimes Wisconsinites poke fun at their own image as social drinkers. Sherman calls it a perverse pride.
But attitudes can change, and attitudes are going to have to change here in Wisconsin.
Sherman says the cultural association Wisconsinites sometimes embrace has a dark side and a high cost. Healthcare costs, law enforcement costs, and human costs when lives are lost. She says to avoid racking up more of those costs, Wisconsin communities need to embrace other parts of the state's identity. So she issues this gentle reminder. Wisconsin has a lot more to offer than just a cold beer. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.